This is Like Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. COVID-19 is rapidly transforming the way we live our lives. Many of us, including the Like Effect staff, have transitioned to working from home for the foreseeable future. Here in Milwaukee, restaurants and bars have closed in-house operations, but as most of us avoid contact with the outside world, the April general election is quickly approaching. Although some politicians, like Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abley, support postponing the election, so far it remains on schedule. So at a time when the state is suggesting to limit gatherings to 10 people or fewer, how do we handle this important election? Bill Glauber is a reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and as a part of our Wisconsin 2020 series, Glauber joins Lake Effect's Joy Powers to talk about how coronavirus is impacting the upcoming election.
So I know a lot of stuff is kind of up in the air, but as of right now, will polling locations be open for the April general election?
Right now, that's the plan. The plan is to have the general election. There's been a surge in absentee voting in Milwaukee and in applications for absentee voting balloting by mail. So we'll see what happens. We'll play it by ear. But for now, and the foreseeable future, the election is still on. It's hard to move it, hard to postpone it. Those people have to take offices.
Yeah. So what are some of the concerns about keeping polls open? Because it seems to be that they will still be open.
Yes. Right now, the plan is to keep them open and to vote. The main concern is if you can't have 10 people in a public space, how are you going to, more than 10, how are you going to conduct an election? They have to work this and work this on the fly. Also, poll workers generally skew older. And as we know from how the coronavirus has moved around the world, it is the older population that has to take the greatest care. Obviously, we all have to take care at this time. So, you know, how do you protect the poll workers? How do you protect the voters? In the early absentee voting in Milwaukee on Monday, poll workers were wearing rubber gloves. Voters were taking pencils, turning them upside down, using the rubber side of the pencil and marking the ballots, you know, electronically. And then they were putting them in the envelopes and putting them in the ballot box. And then they were using hand sanitizer. So it's a surreal world, and the surreal is a word we're going to hear a lot of about a lot of things, but that was a strange way to see voting conducted. But, you know, people who went to the polls early, they were glad to be there. They wanted to get it done. They didn't feel under any threat, and so the voting went on.
If you do want to vote early still and you haven't yet, when do you need to get that done?
Well, the early voting in many areas begins later this week and next week. It's only in Milwaukee that it was this early. So you have a few weeks to do it. If you want to register via mail, you go to that My Vote app to register for that. So there's many ways. They're trying to get out the word that you can vote, and please do vote.
If you hope to vote absentee, what do you need to do?
Okay. Couple of deadlines. Today is the last day you can register by mail. However, you can always request an absentee ballot by mail up to the Thursday before the election. In the event you're not registered, you can still register in person at your clerk during the early voting. And if you do that, you might as well go and vote. You're there anyway. Go and vote. The anticipation is there will be fewer lines then. It'll be easier. Social distancing can be done. And they're trying to get as many people to vote as early as they can, both the campaigns and the state parties and the state election officials. They want this to be smooth, to get it done, and for everyone to be safe. the Wisconsin Election Commission is saying that there's been this surge in absentee requests. As of Tuesday morning, they had received 173,000 absentee applications by the municipal clerks. You know, you can check your registration status. There's quite a lot to do, but you can do it. And again, the best place to go is myvote.w.gov. But you still have plenty of time to get things done. And if you want to vote, you're going to be able to vote.
So we had a question from a listener whose daughter is back home. She goes to UW-Madison, as you know, many universities, but specifically the universities of Wisconsin have halted. They are sending many of the students home. Her daughter is registered in Madison, but their home is in Waukesha. Where should she vote?
That's a good question. I'm going to suggest she check with the clerks in both locations. I honestly don't have the answer to that question.
But check on it. See.
Check. Absolutely. Look, with any of these questions, with any of the actual voting, you're best off to check with your local clerk. They will have all the answers for you.
What kind of impact do we think this is going to have on the April general election here in Wisconsin? Are we expecting to see fewer votes?
I think most campaigns would tell you that they do anticipate a lower turnout. They're trying to boost turnout in any way they can. They're going through what's called virtual campaigning now, trying to reach voters by text, by phone, by email, by Facebook. That has ramped up dramatically in recent days. There's no door knocking going on for all intents and purposes. There is no in-person campaigning in many of the big races. So we are in uncharted territory.
I think like a lot of Wisconsinites, I've gotten a number of phone calls from candidates, specifically local candidates. How has the presidential campaign changed as a result of coronavirus?
What presidential campaign? it would be the question here in Wisconsin. It really hasn't started yet. Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden, for all intents and purposes, are off the road. On the Republican side, rallies that were planned with President Trump and two rallies with Vice President Pence were postponed. And there's no idea, no word on when campaign activity will step up.
All right. So I guess we'll see in the coming weeks how campaigns change to accommodate what we're experiencing.
I think this is an unprecedented experience for the country at large, and it's affecting every part of everyday life, including elections, which we often take for granted, but those days of taking things for granted, I think, are gone.
Bill Glauber is a reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and he spoke with Lake Fextroy Powers as a part of our Wisconsin 2020 series. Do you have a question about the 2020 election? If you do, let us know at wuwm.com and check out some of our previous Wisconsin 2020 conversations.